I may have been a little nervous about attending Camp Phi Rocky Mountain during the coronavirus pandemic. I had no interest in accidentally catching the Rona from one of the attendees because I knew that attendees were coming from out of state. And as luck would have it, some even came from Florida. And I'm sorry, I'm judging you, Florida. Let's be real. However, I decided that because I knew what the COVID mandates were for my state and how we were doing things here, that it was a good risk to take. Like, it wasn't a crazy risk. And Colorado Springs is just down the street, metaphorically speaking, from my house in Denver. It was just a quick drive, and I felt like this I could manage. And I'm so glad that I decided to attend, and it was really a wonderful experience for me. For 4 days and three nights, I had the opportunity to connect with other fire-focused folks, time to relax, and really re-energize my personal finance journey while resting in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. And I had the chance to share my views on lifestyle design and how slow fire is really where people should focus in my session, 10 Lessons I Learned from Accidental Slow Fire. If you're thinking about going to a Camp Phi event near you, give this show a listen where I kind of break down what the experience was like, what to expect, and some other additional thoughts. In order to go to the show notes, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/Camp Phi Rocky Mountain. Again, that's michelleismoneyhungry.com/Camp Phi Rocky Mountain. Do you have 20 minutes later on in your day? Watch the 20-minute workshop, Why Now is the Time to Publish Your First Book. Click the link in the show notes to take the workshop. If you've already decided to write that first book and need support and resources, join the Make Money with eBooks Academy. Gain ongoing access to the following: a supportive author community, ongoing access to resources for your self-publishing journey, twice a month live office hours, author hot seats, in-depth coverage of the following topics: book writing and productivity, marketing, building your author brand, pricing, and more. I've made over $10,000 in the last couple of years in passive income with eBooks, spending less than $500 on marketing costs. What could you do with an extra $5,000 a year in passive income? Join Make Money with eBooks Academy today. Is Camp Phi. It is a series of small in-person fire-focused events hosted throughout the United States, and it's the creation of a really nice guy named Stephen Bohier. I think I'm saying his last name right, but I could be saying it wrong. I'm saying it the French way, but he might let me know that I completely messed it up, but that's what we're going to say. Anywho, Camp Phi has grown in size and visibility since its inception a few years ago. Stephen, like I said, is an incredibly nice guy and super chill, so it's hardly surprising that the vibe of the event echoes his personal energy. For me, Camp Phi's charm is in its building of community, simplicity of focus, basically all aspects of fire, and the fact that the events are purposely small and cozy. The event that I attended had about 30 attendees, would have typically had around 50 to 60 attendees pre-COVID. The range between 30 to 60, quite frankly, was ideal for me as an attendee because it was so much easier to have a substantive conversation with the other attendees and much easier to avoid overwhelm, especially now. Like, I'm an extrovert, but I'm noticing, because I've been self-isolating since March, that I've gotten a little squirrely, and that big groups, more than like five people, I can tell that I'm just like, whoa, that's like, I'm around a lot of people. So having the small group actually felt like a big group to me because I've been self-isolated for a while. It ended up being the perfect number for me, and I loved it. There's an intentional focus on the overall cost of the event, and I really appreciated that the venue we were at, the St. Francis Retreat Center, served us three meals a day. I'm all about the meals. In fact, when I go to Breckenridge, which is my fun place that I like to go to in the mountains, I stay at a hostel called the Bivvy. I'm obsessed with the Bivvy. But part of why I love it is because they cook breakfast. Like, it's included in the price. So anytime food is included in the price, I'm super excited. No, it's not Cordon Bleu, okay? But if the nuns can eat it and enjoy it, so can you. So there was one standout meal, though. It was that shrimp and rice. That was really good. Anyway, my point is, if you're super foodie, don't expect that at these events. But I was really pleased with the three meals a day. That was awesome. Also, this facility, the St. Francis Retreat Center, was so nice because it was like nestled in the back of Colorado Springs towards the foothills. And there were deer and fawns everywhere. Fawns are the baby deer. It was awesome. I loved seeing the cute little baby deer doing their little baby deer things. And they were not, like, the deer were not afraid of people. So literally all day long, they were just within feet of us. So that was kind of fun. Each event has different content because the speakers are different. So the speakers bring a unique spin to the conversations that we're having at the event based on the presentations. For the event that I was at, Camp Fi Rocky Mountain, the first one, not the second one, the first one, J.D. Roth from Get Rich Slowly debuted a new talk where he really kind of reflected on the history of fire. And I got to geek out and suggest that Thoreau, the author, was also fire focused. And he, meaning he, J.D. Roth, confirmed that by texting Vicki Robin, who is the author of Your Money or Your Life. And she actually texted him back and was like, yes, he's a fire guy. I'm kind of geeked out about this story because she texted him right back, which means that they're like, they know each other well enough to text. Huh. Mr. Refined by Fire shared how he's teaching his kids about money and creating future millionaires in the process. I'm going to say that his spin and the process that he was using with his kids was so amazing. I will send my future kids to him to teach them about money. And all of my friends with kids, I will direct them to any content that he does about teaching kids with money. In particular, one thing that really stood out was how he was teaching his children about debt and the experience of debt, because for children, it's a very abstract kind of idea. And what he does is, say, for example, a child, one of his kids is like, Dad, you know, I want an ice cream cone. And he's like, okay. And they're like, but I don't have any money. And he's like, okay, but you'll owe me money. I'll pay for it, but you'll owe me money. And that, you know, how you normally have two chores, now you're going to have four chores that you have to do in order to pay that off. So that pain situation is very interesting to me because as an adult who's paid off how much debt, that was a lot of pain. And I wonder if I'd had a lesson like that as a child, if I would have ever had debt. I would say no, because I wouldn't have wanted to do double the number of chores. So I loved his approach to teaching children about money. And then finally, Mr. Slowly Sipping Coffee talked about hitting fire and then having the unexpected happen, such as divorce or a black swan event, or just something that has a direct effect on the numbers that you crunched and worked towards. And now things have changed. And for a number of people, if they were planning on firing this spring, that could have messed up everything because we ended up having the stock market drop and go up and just all these things happening. So it was really interesting conversation about what do you do when you make all these plans and then this thing happens. So I loved kind of hearing his perspective about that. Here are some general thoughts that I have about attending fire events and some things that I've noticed. This is not specific to Camp Fi. This is a general observation and just something I wanted to bring up. I've attended Sense Positive, Camp Fi. I've gone to some smaller like meetup things with the Mustachians. And what I've noticed is that I'm often one of the few or the only person of color at these events. I know that there are actually POC fire folks. And so I'm trying to figure out why they aren't attending these events. Now, I should say Camp Fi during a pandemic is a little different. I'm not including this year. I'm talking about events even before I was wondering, with the corona, I was wondering like, why aren't people really coming? Because I have a sense that there are a lot of people of color very attracted to the FIRE movement. And so I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is not happening, or why is it people either, maybe they don't have the time, maybe they don't feel comfortable. I don't know what it is, but if you're listening to the show, definitely email me and give me some feedback at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. Definitely email me and let me know why you're not attending these events. I have to say that all the events I've attended have been wonderful. And so I would hate for people not to attend because they're worried that they wouldn't be. That said, I also have noticed that there is a high percentage still of high income earners at these events. And I have to ask myself the following question, which is, if you're not a high income earner, is FIRE even possible for you? I've thought a lot about this, and I think that FIRE is still possible, but I think it's dependent on having a couple of things happen. Just extremely low debt load or zero debt, financial knowledge plus discipline and career job longevity, as well as just a deep knowledge of taxes and financial tools. So that's kind of my thought. So yeah, I think it's possible. And actually there's a gentleman who comes to mind. He's a black guy out of like Virginia, I think. And he made $15 an hour and he worked at a bank as a valet. I'm pretty sure he was a valet. And basically he would hear the bankers talking about what they were doing. And so he would just listen to what they had to say, and he learned what they were doing, and he just focused, and he's a millionaire. Paid off house, income generating investments, things like that, and he learned from other people. So he was making about $15 an hour. So yes, it's possible, but I think that these other things have to come together in order for everything to merge into one so you can focus and get FIRE to happen. Representation matters. I belong to a number of online financial communities. One of the things that I've noticed right away in being in these different spaces is that there are very different questions being asked in the different communities, and the responses to those questions are very different. So for example, in the women's FIRE groups that I belong to, and these are intercultural, so Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, everybody in there, you'll find that there's a lot of questions about spouses who suck at money, like their person sucks at money, or maybe they don't have access to the money in their accounts. I've seen that more than one time, and it's very disturbing. Or you'll see questions like, what can I do to earn money? I'm a stay-at-home mom. And so I've found that. And then I've also seen questions like, I'm the high income earner in our family, and there's these things that are coming up because of that. So very interesting questions in those women's FIRE groups. But I also belong to a FIRE group for women of color. And those questions happen in that group too. But what also happens is there are a lot of conversations daily on the lived experience as a person of color and the intersection with our money. So that is really interesting to see. And there's no pushback. There's no one telling you that you're wrong, that this is how you perceive the experience like in other groups. So that is interesting to observe and experience as well. The other thing I've noticed in those POC groups, in that group in particular, is a lot of those members are factoring in extended families' finances in their FIRE number. And again, I don't see a lot of pushback about that in that group compared to in other groups. These are just observations because I notice things. And so I just found it really interesting. My point in bringing these things up is that ultimately, these events are so important in helping to create the ecosystem that people need in order to nurture the dream of FIRE. Like, you can't just be out in the ether by yourself. It's very difficult to do because you need community, you need knowledge, you need up-to-date details, you need access to tools. And a lot of times, other people have that information. So to be part of that ecosystem, that helps you to engage with that additional information that you may not necessarily have. As a result of just the things that I've observed, I've decided to add 2 days of FIRE-focused content to my event that I host called Money on the Mountain. I will be hosting it Labor Day weekend, 2021. I just had a hiccup there. Every time I do these shows, I swear I have a hiccup. Anyway, and I'm very excited about adding that fire-focused content with a specific interest in highlighting POC fire community voices and just helping people learn from them as well. So I think that that's going to be really fun, kind of putting that together. So if you have suggestions of who I should reach out to, please let me know. If you know of single women fire people besides Sylvia, Sylvia's awesome. I'm going to reach out to her, Sylvia from Washington State. But if you know of other people besides her, please let me know, because I would love to reach out to them as well. Finally, here's the question. Here's what I posed at the beginning. Should you attend Camp Fi? Heck yes! I had a wonderful time, and it was just what the doctor ordered as I finish a huge part of my own personal financial journey. I'm just about done paying off my unsecured debt, like literally in the next couple of weeks, and I'm about to go all in on wealth accumulation because I can focus on it. Now, I will be clear, I still will have student loans, but I used to have a billion, like, crazy number of bills, and my ability to focus is just razor sharp. Like, I don't have to focus on all these people. I just have to focus on two things, which is awesome. While I still have student loans, the simplicity of my current financial life honestly blows my mind. I'm looking forward to attending another Camp Fi and learning from other people who've achieved both paper and bank fire. So paper would be like, they say they're a millionaire on paper, but bank fire, it's like it's in the bank. So I kind of love that. I still have a lot to learn personally about money, and I love that this community is embracing me so that I can learn from the people in it. I believe that I've met some friends who will be lifelong friends, like people that I'm like, I met them immediately and I just thought, these are my people. So I had an amazing time. I encourage you to go. If you have any questions, definitely email me. Let me know that you're thinking about it. During COVID, it may just be safer to do it closer to home, but you're adults. You can figure out what's best for you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Don't forget to go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/Camp Fi Rocky Mountain. And I hope you are having a great day.